I had a brain fart.
Year.
Year.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 92. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. See all the first to all our videos. Hit that notification bell. My fault. Yeah, hit that notification bell. See all the first to all our videos. Facts. We are everywhere you can stream a podcast, man. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Air Stitcher. Radio wherever Public, you listen to a podcast, YouTube. Man. We on there. Just search us up. I'm just saying, bro, podcast, bro. Show us some love. But we're going to get right into it, bro.
We can get right to the first subject, bro. I wanted to get into the Deshaun Watson news. I mean, it seems like a never-ending saga. A bunch of crazy, crazy different stuff. But I don't even want to talk about that side of it. I want to talk about the football field of it because that's what we do over here. So
exactly.
What I really want to talk about is the fact that they saying the Dolphins was the front runners or whatever to, you know, get the trade done, but they're not willing to give up 3 first-rounders and 2 second-rounders, you know, in the trade is what the Texans are asking for. And I think the Texans are fucking nuts for asking for that. That's what I think. That sounds like a Ben Simmons trade proposal to me. Sounds like they're asking for a bit too much. Of course, Deshaun is fired, but we know what's going on. So, you know, nobody don't want to invest that much into that. So, right. I think it's one of them joints where they kind of like pump fake and low key because they know nobody's going to come up to that price. Now, we'll see if they end up lowering the price eventually.
Injuries might happen and their price might stay where it's at.
Exactly. So,
who knows? So they probably going to wait it out.
Yeah, we're going to see. So, but, yeah, it's a risk for anybody that would want to trade for him regardless because of, you know, what's going on. So I can understand a team not wanting to invest that much into it because you don't know what's going to happen, honestly. I mean, I can't call it. These Jones be going either way.
Yeah, that's real because, who knows? He could get suspended this year and then – next year, he's still going through stuff, and it could affect next season. So who knows how long this stuff going to play on. But obviously, the NFL did a speedy investigation. They trying to get it over with, but obviously, it's criminal charges and all that. You know what I'm saying? So like at the end of the day, we ain't talking about that side of it. But like you said, on the football side of it, bro, I like the Dolphins for him. They obviously, you said, the front runners. I like that. I love their offense. They got a lot of weapons, a lot of young weapons. Nice young offensive line. They got a nice defense. I like it. But obviously, I want him with the Eagles. I mean, of course. But the thing about it, all this stuff is, this is just rumors. Don't nobody really know. But supposedly, he don't want to waive his no trade clause for the Eagles. So supposedly, he's not interested in playing for the Eagles. So, however this is going to play out, I hope this news is false. I'm praying that this news is false because I would love to have Deshaun Watson. I think that automatically makes us Super Bowl contenders. I don't care what nobody say. I think we have the talent. Adding him at quarterback will automatically upgrade the team. Like, that's taking us to the next level. So, at the end of it, I think he that type of talent. So, I mean, I want him to be with the Eagles. But, I mean, obviously, like you said, the Dolphins. And then I was hearing the Panthers and Denver, too. So,
yeah.
I would like Denver over the Panthers. Like, we was just talking about that. Like, Denver, for sure. They got way more weapons, man.
Facts. I mean, look. I would hate for him to come to the Eagles because then that just – that automatically, even in my division ranking, I probably would put y'all number one. Deshaun just different, bro. He could work. He could work with weapons or without weapons, with young weapons, whatever. Like he can work with whatever. So he just different. So I would be so upset if he went to the Eagles, honestly. But we gonna see, man. The Panthers. I mean. I wasn't really too hype about that. Of course, it would upgrade him. Anywhere he goes, an instant upgrade. But I think the Dolphins and the Broncos and the Eagles would be the craziest Jones, for real. For real.
Yeah,
probably the Eagles and Broncos probably be the best two if I had to pick.
But, yo, I'm low-key, though, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was just thinking about it. Like, I ain't going to lie. I don't even want him to go to Denver because I want Teddy to, you know what I'm saying, be successful somewhere and have, a starting job somewhere. So that's going to draw on him. He's going to have to find a new home again, like, which I don't think they did.
The trade.
They did him wrong in Carolina. Like, I don't like – you right, though.
He might be in the trade. He'd be the Texans starting QB.
No, you're right. I wouldn't like that for him, though, man. But who knows? They starting over. You know, they don't got no wide receivers, really, besides Brandon Cooks. But, I mean, they got all them running backs out there. Yeah. David Johnson, Phillip Lindsay. So, I don't know. Maybe they do something with that. But I was just saying, like, I like Teddy out with Denver, bro. I like him out there. I'd be, like, upset that he would get traded again and have to start over and all that. That would suck for him, bro.
Yeah, that's real.
But obviously, if you're a GM, I'm trading DeSean for Teddy any day. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no question about it. So,
facts.
End of the day, obviously, that would be a perfect move for
us. It's a business, bro. That's all I'm saying. So, if that offer come across their table, Teddy's in Houston.
Oh, that's facts, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, I like Teddy. I love Teddy. But hey, you call my phone talking about something DeSean, okay? Yeah, but like you said, though, it's still a little iffy, but hey, man, I'm taking that trade, man.
I would take the chance. I mean, just being a GM, I mean, especially in some of these teams' positions, I would take the chance. What else you got to lose at this point? Yeah. So,
for sure. And getting into this, we could just get right into this. The Eagles just traded for Gardner Minshew. And I was thinking, like, that could be helping us in the trade, too, because we could probably, like, throw him in there instead of throwing Jalen Hurts in there or throw Jalen Hurts in there. It don't even matter because I like Gardner Minshew. I don't think he's a scrub or nothing like that. I wouldn't mind him being a starting quarterback for the Eagles. Like, obviously, I don't think we would be going nowhere, but I'm just saying, like, for a year or something like that, for just – you know what I'm saying? To set up for something bigger. I'm with Gardner Minshew. He's not that bad, but like, I was thinking it was for like to throw in a deal or something. Cause I'm like, damn, I love that. It was a great deal though, bro. I couldn't believe they gave it to us for a 6-round pick. I'm like, damn, that's what y'all think of, bro. Like, he ain't even worth being a backup. But I guess they don't want to do that to Trevor Lawrence. They want to let him know, like, you are franchise quarterback. It's not gonna be a competition. We don't want to put that pressure on you. So we're going to get rid of him. So, I mean, I understand it from that aspect, but I didn't expect us to get him for the 6-round pick. So that's a great job by how we get him, man. So like I was saying with the DeSean stuff, so maybe that'll help us get DeSean too. Who knows? But I love that for the Eagles though. So, you know, I don't think it's no competition with him and Jalen Hurts. Obviously it's no competition, but hey, man, Jalen Hurts, you know, unfortunately something happened to him or, you know, God forbid, something happened or anything like that. I wouldn't be mad about Gardner Minshew running that team. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be real. So,
bro, I like this trade. I love this trade for y'all, like you said. First off, Minshew for a 6-round pick is crazy. That's crazy, little kid. Like, I mean, he ain't nothing like he ain't Pat Mahomes, but he's not a 6-round pick.
Hey, man, like, stats was like, what was they, 34 touchdowns, 11 interceptions? Hey, man.
66% completion percentage, something like that.
You know what's funny? Go look up Baker Mayfield's stats and look up Gardner Minshew's stats.
Basically the same.
Put them next to each other and they're identical. So if you really want to say how good Gardner Minshew is and everybody thinks, Cleveland might be Super Bowl contenders this year. I've been hearing stuff about that. So
Facts. Everybody
love, you know, Baker Mayfield. They basically the same player. So
you know what else that was oddly like? Lamar Jackson passing stats from his MVP season. 34 touchdowns or something like that. 36 maybe, 9 interceptions, 66 Seriously? Completion percentage, something like that.
See, I didn't know that, but that's even crazier though. That's even crazier on another level. Man. Like, that's like, damn, like that. Looking at that, like,
obviously he's not going to win MVP with them stats because he's not going to have the rushing stats. But shit, if you can give me 36-9, I might be cool with that.
That's what I'm saying. You don't turn that rock over. Hey, bro, like that was a steal, bro. At the end of the day, that was a steal.
Bro, I think that's crazy because that's kind of perfect. It's like, is literally perfect. Y'all want Hurts to be y'all starter. All right, you got that. You got somebody in Minshew who we already seen go through getting benched, start whatever. Like he's going to be a part of the team regardless. Clearly,
right?
Like it was no complaints or nothing from me for real. So we already see that he's a team player on that aspect. So you know Hurts is going to be starting. Knock on wood, if something happened to Hurts or whatever, if he just playing horrible,
Yeah.
If Minshew got to come in and step in and fill that role, he can. And he's a very capable quarterback. Y'all got him for a sixth-round pick. That's crazy to me. Yeah. A sixth-round pick?
I love it, man.
I thought you would at least have to give up a fourth, maybe. Early fifth, maybe.
Yeah, I see. Like fourth is kind of stretching it, but I always understand. Like a late fourth. I get, yeah.
Not no early fourth. That's dead. But like a late fourth, maybe. Or like two fifths. A sixth? That's it?
Yeah, that's
it.
Are you
kidding me? That's a steal. Good job to Howie.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Good job to Howie. And he we seen he could do it with young receivers because he was playing with young receivers when he was playing the last 2 years of the Jaguars. So
yeah, man, I love it, man. He mobile too, like he'll run and all of that. So I love it, bro. Like we had to get something because the dude Nick Mullins had to go. Yeah, exactly.
He a football player. Like he'll take a hit if you need to.
Exactly, bro. I like him. He a dog. So the end of the day, we couldn't rock out with Nick Mullins. We released him. Like we should. He was
that's from horrible. Nick Mullins from the 49ers, correct?
Yeah, bro. I don't even know why we kept him this long, but we released him when we traded for Gardner Minshew. So I love that. We definitely can't rock out with Joe Flacco because Joe Flacco been looking horrible in the preseason. So the end of the day, he's old. He ain't got it no more. I mean, he still got his arm,
but other than that, it's over.
Hey, we need at the end of the day to get the way this game is moving, you got to be a mobile quarterback at the end of the day. This all this stiff standing in the pocket stuff. Only Tom Brady, I'm telling you, is the only one I can see doing it. Cause I don't know how he do it. Well, we know how he do it. He get that rock out of his hands, but it's a react for Joe Flacco. So I love this, man. We actually got a capable backup now. I'm ready to rock out, man. Our season's looking bright to me, man. I'm loving it, bro. I'm loving it.
Right. We about to see. Cause y'all definitely got a chance, bro. Y'all definitely
got a chance to do nothing but win the division. I mean, that's really all I think our season is going to be for real, for real. I don't think we're going to go to and in the playoffs, I don't think we're going to do – if we do get to the playoffs, like, you obviously winning the division. I don't think we're going to do nothing in the playoffs, nothing like that. Who knows, bro? Who knows? Every year we talk trash about teams and we don't expect teams to come up and, you know, show up or whatever the case may be. They look like this on paper. They look like that. We listen to all these experts. And then every year some team pop up out of nowhere and end up getting to the bowl or end up getting to a conference game. So who knows, man? I'm not going to sit here and say we can't get there, but I just don't see it. You know what I'm saying? As a fan, I ain't even going to say that. Like, I can't.
Y'all have pieces. I'm going to say that. Y'all have pieces. If it come together, y'all can make some noise. But I think y'all only chance of, like, a championship this year is Deshaun Watson, obviously. If y'all trade for him and get him in the fold. Or if y'all get some, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. Nah, if y'all get Deshaun, yeah, that's it. If y'all get Deshaun, in my opinion.
But we got to see how the season play out, though, bro. Like I said, we don't know what the hell's going
to
happen.
Unless Hurts about to be crazy.
That's what I'm saying. He could come out and be stupid, and we could actually be like that. And then it'd be like, oh, the Eagles, hold on. The Eagles 3-0. Oh, the Eagles 4-0. Some shit like that. And then, hey, who knows, like,
but we just gotta come out on fire, bro. It's gonna be different.
Yeah,
it's gonna be different.
Gotta see how he gonna be with people getting a lot because people don't got a lot of tape on him now. Like they got a nice amount, but they don't got a lot. So once he gonna play a whole season, and later on in the season, people gonna have more tape on him, and we're gonna see how he adjusted that too. Like that's another thing I wanted to, you know, bring up because it's like he could get hot. He could come out smoking. And we've seen that. We see that every year. Teams come out smoking, go 4-0, 5-0, something like that. And they look like they're going to be a contender. And then what happens? They fall off. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to see him be consistent. And like I said, when teams get more tape on him and all of that, is he going to adapt and is he going to still show up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Which I believe he is, man. I believe in my young boy, man.
I mean, my thing with the tape is just go talk to Russ. They got tape on you now. Now go talk to Russ and figure out something else you could do different in that next offseason. go train with the person that's most successful with a skill set similar to yours.
Yeah, there we go. I love how you did that. Because you could have said, you could have worded that wrong and it would have been something crazy.
I wasn't going to get too crazy.
I like how you worded that, Joe. <Jim.
laughs> You see me thinking, though. You could peep it in my eyes. I was thinking hard. Most successful with a similar skill set. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I like that. I like how you worded that. But yeah, for sure. So, I mean, they definitely got similar builds and stuff like that. So, yeah,
maybe he do need to do it. But like I said, I believe in this dude, man. He got the mental part of it. Just showed on the field, bro. Have a full season. He didn't have a preseason last year. A lot of people forget, man. He just got put in a position just randomly like, hey, man. I think this dude is not out there. He going to be it, man. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks, especially in fantasy, man. I think he's going to be crazy because, like I said, he's a dual threat. So
it's going to be three top quarterbacks from fantasy in the NFC East, then.
Because Daniel Jones got a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
Dak, of course, Dak always going to be. He got a lot of weapons, too.
And you know, if this dude, Evan Engram, could be ever be what he was, a smidgen of what he was supposed to be.
That's his fault, though. He kept getting injured, bro.
I know, but that's part of the game.
But still, that might have halted all of that hype and all of that, you know, talent and potential.
I still got faith in them. I'm not mad that they picked up the fifth-year option. I would have picked it up, too. Well, I still got faith in them. Now, show me.
Yeah, he got to get his body right, man. He got to eat right or something. I don't know what's up with him, bro. Or maybe he's just unlucky, bro. Maybe just one of them guys that's just – just gonna keep getting injured, and I hope he not. But just I'm can tell he's talented.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him. I hate the Giants, but I'm rooting for him.
Nah, for sure. I like boy. I
hate the Giants, but yeah,
I would love to have another good tight end in the league, man.
That would be nice. Like the position is getting better. You see, they got that tight end university and all that. George Kittle and all them trying to teach these young boys, man. I would love to see more tight ends in the league. That's great. Yeah, bro, I love that, man.
That's definitely a good jump. Tight end university is tough.
Yeah, before we was on the camera or whatever, you was talking about Justin Fields not getting his starting position.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about that because, bro, that pisses me off because we see this so much, man, and it's starting to get very old, bro. It really is. Like, it's really starting to piss me off with this because, like, if you're watching this dude play, you can obviously see with the eye test that he's the better quarterback. Even the fans. Well, Andy Dalton come in the game, they boo this man. Your own fancy, everybody see it. Why do y'all want to, like, I understand y'all signed Andy Dalton and y'all told him, hey, you're going to be the starter. But y'all didn't think y'all was going to get Justin Fields. I know y'all didn't think y'all was going to get Justin Fields. Nobody thought y'all was going to get Justin Fields. The draft played out crazy. Nobody thought the draft was going to play out like that. So, at the end of the day, come on, bro. Look at what you got and use it. Don't sit him on no damn bench. And have him behind Andy Dalton. What is he going to learn from Andy Dalton? That's my thing.
Nothing.
I'd rather have him out there learning on the field, being in the action, actually doing it. He's not going to learn nothing from Andy Dalton. And that's no disrespect. I think he's a glorified backup. Like, I think Andy Dalton is a solid backup. If something happened to your starter, I would like, all right, Andy Dalton coming in. But I can't even really say that because he had all them weapons in Dallas, and what did he do? But y'all also had injuries to your offensive line. So, I mean, it was a lot going on with y'all. So, I can't say that too. But, man, Andy Dalton does not deserve that starting position.
He's cheese, but you could just say it, bro. He's cheese, but get that young boy in the game. Matt Nagy, you're going to lose your job, bro. This is literally going to be the, all right, you know what? All right, whatever. Do what you're going to do, Matt Nagy. Just remember, you should have started this young boy because he's different. And I don't even know why he slipped to y'all. And the fact that he slipped to y'all is crazy. So you need, like you said, to appreciate it and use it. But he's not going to. And yeah, it's going to be the tipping point because he's going to let Andy Dalton rock too long as the starter.
Yep. And then what they're going to do is – they're going to bring him in, of course, when they got a losing record. And then they're going to try to make him look bad because he can't save the day. And they always do this. They do it every time to these young quarterbacks. And it's retarded. why not just let them start off and learn? If you already don't, obviously, if Andy Dalton is your starting quarterback, you can't have too many aspirations on winning no damn Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. So obviously, you looking at your season like, okay, hey, let's see what we got. So why not do it with a young, talented quarterback? Like, what do you, that shouldn't have fell to you, but he, through the graces of God, he did. You're not going to use this blessing. You're just going to let it sit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You disrespectful. That's blasphemy. Use this young man. Like, he's like, Andy Dalton can't tie this man's shoes. And I know Andy Dalton is a vet. And I know there's probably people going like, this man hasn't played yet. He doesn't know it. I don't care, bro. You can see it in the eye test, bro. If you watch football, you watch this man play, he's obviously the better quarterback. And I don't want him to come into the position after they're down, like 0-5, 1-6. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he got to come save the day, because then he's going to be trying to do too much, or people going to want too much from him. It's going to be too much on his plate.
Facts.
Then they're going to be sitting there talking about how he was, that's why he fell, and all of the, you know, all the dumb stories that come out about these young quarterbacks. That I feel like sometimes it hurts these quarterbacks, and then they wind up never developing. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these dudes, like, they come out being all this hype. You know what I'm saying? And then they don't go crazy their first year, or they not under the right system, and they don't go crazy, and then y'all killing these dudes. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, we got to stop that, bro. Especially if somebody coming in midway through the season.
Exactly. Like,
and as a rookie, you don't expect rookies to come in guns a blazing. You know, some of them you're going to hit on, but some of them you got to develop. Like, there's some rookies that come in ready already, and there's some that there's a lot more that you have to develop than there is that are ready. So, that's what you expect. But with a guy like Andy Dalton, you sitting there saying you already know what you're getting, is what you know you're getting from Andy Dalton possibly better than what you could get from Justin Fields? That's what I feel like you got away. And I don't feel like he's weighing that correctly at all. So
exactly. I mean, you even got to take the fact that he's just simply the fact that he's a dual threat quarterback. Right there. He's a better, just a better opportunity for you to win. It opens your playbook. It opens up, you know what I'm saying? It confuses the defense. We already know that. That's why Lamar Jackson was goddamn MVP.
Wasn't that what he was trying to do with Trubisky? So why are you not doing it with Fields?
I was about to say, their failed experiment with Trubisky. Excuse me. Like, their failed experiment with him. So it's just like, it don't make no sense, bro. Like, I don't get it, bro.
Bro, he's trying to go be an offensive coordinator again. I already understand. It's too much pressure with the head coach. He said, you mean? Bless you. He said he just trying, you mean, go be an offensive coordinator again. He don't got to take too many interviews and different stuff like that. He just want to call plays and have input on plays. That's it. You mean, it's too much.
That's what it's looking like. That's definitely what it's looking like, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
He trying to get back. He going to go see if, you know, Andy, offensive coordinator, might get a new job this season. Let me go see if I can slide back over there type time or something like that. Let me go slide to Indianapolis.
Frank Reich in them.
Yeah, let me see if Frank Reich, offensive coordinator, get up out of here and get a head coaching position. I could slide right in there and get back to my job. You know how that go.
Nah, but real.
Josh McDaniels vibes.
No, that's real. That's real, bro. But that's what
it is. We can highlight the Jameis though if you want to, bro.
But yeah, I definitely want to talk about that because I'm happy for my guy, man. Because they was playing
and start hooping.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I love this for my guy. He got a great head coach, man. He got some great weapons around him. Even though Michael Thomas not gonna be there, Alvin Kamara and this young boy, man. Marquez Callaway. He looking like the real deal, bro. He looking like he the real deal. And I ain't just saying that, bro. Like, I'm watching him, boy. He looking all right. And you know, they always got wide receivers, bro. They always find these wide receivers, always find these weapons and stuff. And also, they got Taysom Hill. They can throw in there and put plays and stuff like that, which is good that he's not the starting quarterback. Because I always thought that, like, why put him at the starting quarterback when you can just use him how you used him with Drew Brees? And he's more effective like that. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, you can take Jameis out just like he was taking Drew Brees out. That's fine. Take him out for a couple plays. Let Taysom Hill come in, run the offense for a little bit. Just do the same thing. Like, that's the smart thing to do. And I'm happy Sean Payton made the great decision. That's why you're a good coach, because it's like, from the eye test, you can see, all right, Jameis need to be the starter, obviously. Yeah. But Taysom need to be in this offense, too. You have to incorporate him in the offense because he's a weapon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Swiss Army knife, like, at the end of the day. So, do with this, like I said, keep the same recipe and you'll be fine. And I think you even more effective because Jameis got a bigger arm than Drew Brees got. I mean, obviously, only because Drew Brees is getting old and all that stuff, whatever. But Jameis' arm is crazy. So that's the deep threat ball. Like, and it's just that opens up a lot of stuff for their offense, too, because they didn't have a lot of the deep threat ball, like, you know what I'm saying, with Drew Brees. But
yep, it was a lot of short and medium passes.
Exactly.
Finding routes,
screens, and stuff like that. Obviously, the Kamara and all that. So, hey, man, I love it for Jameis, bro, because I'm happy for my guy, man. I thought they was going to give it to Taysom Hill because they give him that money, man. And I was like, oh, man, I knew they paid that man all that bread. They going to give him that starting position. And I'm happy they made the smart decision. You know what I'm saying? I know he probably pissed because he like, damn, why y'all pay me all this money? But, hey, man, get your bread to be a backup quarterback and, you know.
Go somewhere else and see if you can be a starter if you believe in yourself that much. Right after you get your check.
I don't think nobody gonna get him, bro.
They're not.
And he's old too. He like 31, 32, bro. I didn't even know he was that old.
Yeah,
so,
bro.
Nobody going. So he might as well just stay right where he at. He got his check. That's his last check. He ain't getting nothing after that, I don't think. So
hold on.
Just,
you ain't know he was that old, bro?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't know until I was playing Madden. I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's hilarious. I remember the first time I seen him, they said he was like 27 or something. I was cracking up like, yeah, this nigga, he on some Pablo Prigioni.
Yeah, old as hell. Like, I mean, hey, he hit his peak at old age. Hey, or he finally got there. Like, at least he did it.
Facts.
And he got the bag.
In the league. It don't matter how you got to the league. You was in the league.
All right. You know he's going to be in the rotation because, like I said, he got the bag. So, you know they're going to be, hey, man, he got it. Hey, you better put him out there. All that money we giving him, so.
Facts. And I love it, bro. I'm happy. Like you said, this is the reason why Sean Payton is an elite coach. He makes the right decisions with what he has 9 times out of 10. And that's what you want out of your coaches that you put on that pedestal. So he made the right decision. Jameis is obviously the better thrower of the ball. He got the bigger arm, all that. So, and he's, let's not forget, Jameis is, he's not young, but he's not old yet. For real.
Exactly, and bro. He's still in his prime. He's still a little mobile.
Like, he can run around a little bit. And he got the eye surgery. And it looked like he in shape. He back.
Everybody laughing at him.
He back.
They laughing at his little workouts. Not going to lie, he's hilarious. Back. He's definitely hilarious. I'm not going to lie. His workout videos are top-tier comedy. Like, you're not going to find anything.
Funny.
If you haven't watched them, go watch them. Like, I promise you, you're going to cry. You're going to drop a tear. Hey, like, he's hilarious. But, hey, maybe it's effective in his work, and obviously, because the way he was looking the other night, he looking crazy. So, I'm like, yeah, I'm loving this. So, I mean, obviously, I don't think he's going to be throwing as many interceptions because Sean Payton not going to be having that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, he's not going to have to do that. The way that our offense is going to be set up, he ain't going to have to make the plays that he was having to make in Tampa Bay. So, at the end of the day, like I said, I'm happy for my guy, man. Saints going to be all right, man.
Things definitely going to be all right. Especially if Michael Thomas come back healthy and playing.
Which I think they're going to trade him. I want the Eagles to inquire about him.
I want the Ravens to inquire about him.
Yeah, we did talk about that, though. I think we said something about that last episode.
Eagles would be crazy, too.
Yeah, I mean, see what we can get. I mean, obviously, I like our young receivers, but if you can get a Michael Thomas, hell yeah, go grab that. I need that.
Eagles would be crazy.
Damn. I need that. And then go get Deshaun. I need that.
Yeah, I feel like it's about to be a Bill Belichick special for Michael Thomas, though. He about to get him for the low.
Yeah, I mean, the way things going with him in New Orleans is looking like somebody might get him for the low.
Can you? Yeah, probably. I don't know. We're going to see for sure. I hope if he get traded, though, he go to the Ravens. LJ needs somebody that's going to be open, bro.
Yeah, all his wide receivers
run downfield. He just got to be open. That's cool. Yeah. Don't run downfield. Just get open. He about to have 12 receptions a game. Just get open.
And supposedly this young boy, Rashad Bateman, and, you know, we all know what Hollywood Brown do, but he's supposed to be like that, so.
Yeah.
And they got another speedster in the Duvernay guy, so hopefully. I mean, they get a Michael Thomas with that. That'd be a nice little core.
Yep, and they already got tight ends. We know that. But that's the only people that the tight ends was the best receivers the last couple of years. So
for sure.
Gotta get little Brun them some help.
I hate to my little Brun them.
Gotta get a little brother and them some help, but for sure, I'm happy for Jameis, bro. I'm super happy for Jameis. That's tough.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. It's a hilarious story though. We getting eye surgery and then the workouts all in one. That's hilarious. But like, I'm happy for
him. He came a long way. Hey, I mean,
for the rep.
Came a long way, but hey. He's here now, and like I said, I think he's gonna have a good season, bro. I think a lot of people sleeping on what he's gonna do this season. Fantasy too. I think he's gonna have a big fantasy season too, because he always was a good fantasy quarterback.
He was. He throw the ball downfield. He's gonna give you some interceptions, but he's gonna give you a lot of touchdowns too.
Yeah, exactly. So
I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna, like I said, he's gonna be lit this year. But I ain't really got nothing else for football though, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. And the only thing I had for basketball that I really wanted to talk about, because nothing really been going on, it's been real dry in the NBA, was obviously Rondo got bought out by Memphis, which I didn't expect. I thought he was gonna stay with them, bro. And I thought he was going, like, you know, like I said, I was hoping, you know, my young boy, he was gonna try help him out, you know, coach him up and all of that. But obviously he won another ring. So
facts.
Obviously, they saying he want to get re-signed to the Lakers or whatever. So we was talking about this before we got on camera, bro. And obviously, I think if they get Rondo, they going to win. They got to win the chip. It's like, if you don't win this, and I'm not saying like Rondo was like, oh my God, Rondo was just with all the pieces they already have. You can't tell me they not equipped to win this. And bro was saying, I don't think they could win back-to-back chips, which I don't think, but I know for sure they got to win it this year. If everything go, you know, injuries-wise, working their, you know, way, I just can't see why they wouldn't, especially if they get a Rondo, bro, because that's sickening. You put Russ on the bench, and you bring Rondo in, you bring Malik Monk, all of Kendrick Nunn, you all these dudes you just, like, bro, they going to be sickening. I don't know how what they start lineup going to look like, what they bench going to look like. I don't know how it's going to look, so I can't really say what Rondo position going to be. Obviously, I don't think he's going to start, but oh, my God, bro. Even when he come out with the second unit, they going to be nasty, bro. Like, I just don't see how they wouldn't win the chip this year. Like I said, I like the Nets, and I know I said the Nets. I got the Nets, but they get a Rondo, I don't know, man. I don't think the Nets have enough as far as depth. That's what I'm talking about. Like, even with Kyrie, KD, and Harden, I love that, man, that trio, but they just don't have enough.
My thing is, bro, can only come down to two things. Well, it's really one thing overall, but two things. Anthony Davis' health and the health of the team overall. That's all that really come down to me. Like,
Anthony Davis is healthy, which we already said. There's nobody on the Nets that can guard him. There's nobody on the Bucks that could guard him. There's nobody on the Sixers. Well, no, the Sixers. There is.
Start talking too crazy.
Yeah, I'm getting wild. Yeah, the Hawks. Any of them teams that y'all think in the East, Anthony Davis is the – you're right. He's the key to it all. He's the key to success. If he's healthy, it's no
shit,
way.
In the West too, bro. Like, all right, you got other big men out there, but who's really going to strap me? Maybe Gobert. I don't think he will though.
Utah can't beat the Lakers. That's not happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Dallas can't beat them.
Chop. He give Porzingis hell.
The Suns can't beat him.
Anthony Smith hell. Giving Jay Crowder and DeAndre Ayton hell.
The Clippers can't beat them, especially because they ain't going to have Kawhi this year.
The only team, the Nuggets.
The Warriors can beat them.
The Warriors
can beat them.
I keep forgetting about the damn Warriors, bro.
The Warriors can beat them, and you're right. The Nuggets could probably possibly beat them too.
Yeah.
In the West.
That's the only two teams I really see, though.
They get into the chip, though. Ain't nobody stopping them from
getting into the chip.
Ain't nobody. I really don't see it.
My thing, bro, is
unless it's the Warriors. If the Warriors can do it now. If we ain't there, don't play Steph and Clay now. We ain't gonna forget about the Splash Brothers now. But and they got them young boys out there too, man. They ain't gonna have to do as much, man. Just play your role. They got some youth out there, some athleticism. Yeah, hey, man.
And I'm gonna be honest, I think Wiseman gonna hoop this year.
Who?
I think Wiseman gonna be hooping this year.
I think so too. Hey, a lot of people talking trash about him and all of that. But, you know, I even said on the podcast, like, wait, man, y'all got to give this dude a chance. Like, he didn't play that much in college. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't get a chance to do. Yeah, he was hurt. He didn't get a chance to play that much. He withdrew from college or whatever the case may be. And then COVID and all of that stuff happened. Like, the dude really didn't get a chance to, you know, get his feet wet yet. Like, he didn't even do nothing yet. So, and he, you could see the talent, but, you know, he just got to get his feet back. I mean, you get his legs under him and all of that. So I think, I definitely think he's gonna be a good season. And Kuminga look like he gonna be not, he gonna be something. So I like it, man. When they, well, hey, when the Warriors went on their run, they had a lot of old dudes, man, in that rotation, man. And now they got youth in that rotation,
right?
And you know what I'm saying, with their old shooters, and but that shooting ain't going nowhere. So I love the young athleticism, and I think they gonna bring a defensive prowess that people don't expect. That's what I'm going to say. I think Golden State is going to be a better defensive team this year, which obviously is going to make them a better team. And overall, they're going to make some noise, bro.
Yeah.
If anything, I could see them beating the Lakers. But they got to – Steph and Clay got to go crazy. But
well, yeah, they. But that's what they do, though.
Yeah. But I could see them – I could see the Warriors beating them. Like, and I'd be like, I wouldn't be too surprised.
Clay really don't dribble the ball. He can give you 50.
He can give you 60. We didn't see him give you 60, bro. He dribbled the ball like eight times. It's like, what, bro? Like,
that's ridiculous.
How's that possible? He just pat. I ain't doing no talking. I ain't doing no nothing. Ain't nothing for me to do but let this thing fly.
He said they pay me to shoot.
Well, right.
What are you talking about?
Yo, they paid me to shoot this rock, and that's what I'm gonna do. So I'm happy for my guy coming back this year, man. It's gonna be a great season, man. The East is gonna be stupid. The Bulls gonna be better this year. Oh my God, like it's gonna be a great season, man. It's gonna be a great season.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for NFL, and then once they both on, that's about to be super crazy.
I don't know how we gonna be. The podcast is gonna be stupid. We're
gonna have to do 2-3 episodes a week.
At that, I was about to say, we definitely gonna have to pick up on this one once a week thing then, because it's gonna be too much going on. Can't miss out on all that. But
thanks.
Yeah, bro, I ain't really had nothing else though for the NBA.
Oh yeah, shout out to Malik Monk, man. He a couple years ago he was getting slapped in the back of the head by Jordan. Now he bought the two-peat. You mean on the Lakers? So
you like, stupid as hell, yeah.
Shout out to him. Shout out to him. You feel me? Like he a microwave bucket. So I think that's a good jump. But yeah, I ain't really got nothing else, bro. Shout out to Rondo for sliding back to back up Russ. He said I want another ring.
Yeah, hopefully they ain't re-signed him yet, bro. Hopefully he gonna get re-signed.
Slide, Rondo. Come on, stop playing.
You're funny as shit.
you know where the best place is for you, baby. Like, you mean you ain't even really got to play if you don't want to a lot in the season? We got other guards that could back up Russ during the season.
Well, come to the Sixers. I see you working out with Ben Simmons. You going to make him shoot? Rondo will make him shoot. Give him that death stare he gave Kawhi. He'll make him shoot. He'll tighten him up real quick. Hey, sign Rondo. Sign Rondo, Sixers. Who knows? But, hey. Yeah, that's all I had for the NBA. I'm gonna
just say, I like that a lot, and that's all I'm gonna say.
I just thought about that, Rondo to the Sixers, because I saw them working out together, and I said, "Hey, man, we do need another point guard. We do need a point guard. He could be our starting point guard. He could start." Interesting. Ben Simmons at the four or something. Like, right. It could be interesting. We sign a Rondo, but I like that.
We're gonna see. And he's not gonna be scared to shoot. That shit could be broke. He's still gonna shoot it.
Exactly. And we got enough young shooters. We got enough young boys that'll come out there and let that thing fly. So
thanks.
Isaiah Joe coming into his own. We got Tyrese Maxey. Shake. We still got Shake. We got Furkan. Hey man, we can shake something, bro. We can shake something. We get Rondo. I would like that, bro.
We gonna see. I'm still praying on Dame, but I'm praying for Dame. Hopefully, we get him. But I take Rondo in the meantime.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we not. Come on, bro. He come on talking about something. We know you want Dame, but we can get Dame and Rondo.
I take both too.
I ain't mad at that. Go get a Rondo for a vet minimum and then go grab, still grab. Dang, you know what I'm saying? I love it. Nothing wrong with that. Spitting. You hear me? I can just leave him with that.
Facts. We gonna get at y'all, man.
What episode was this? I don't even know.
92. I'm just saying.
Sheesh, man, we almost at 100, bro. 8 more episodes.
Facts.